This is the Daily Update for Thursday, November 30th, 2017. The Dow hits 24,000 breaking records. The gross domestic product is up 3.3%. Adding to that news, the Senate has enough votes for the tax cuts bill that will enhance American competitiveness, boost the economy, and provide tax relief for the middle class, which is long overdue. The middle class had been forgotten by previous administrations, and this country has suffered, and Americans have lost more than one-third of their wealth since Barack Obama had taken over. So, satellites show no acceleration in global warming for 23 years. University of Alabama climate scientists John Christie and Richard McNider found by removing the climate effects of volcanic eruptions, the climate showed no change in over 23 years. They said that in 1994, they noticed that the climate models had the atmospheric sensitivity to CO2 much too high, and they were curious why all of these models from weather services and even NASA were placed way too high for future models. And they said that's going to add to any kind of worries when it comes to climate change. So basically, these guys are saying there's no climate change. And these are climate scientists. And they said that there's over 10,000 other climate scientists that believe the exact same thing. So you can digest that information today. A study has found that smartphones cause an imbalance in the brain. Research from the Radiological Society of North America used magnetic resonance spectroscopy, MRS, to gain insight into the brains of smartphone-addicted teenagers. Diagnosed with smartphone addiction. Did you ever think that you'd see the day that people are diagnosed with smartphone addiction? It's absolutely out of control. So they say that it causes depression, anxiety, insomnia, impulsivity, and also suicidal tendencies, because we have seen many of these teens commit suicide on the internet, on Facebook Live, and then they kill themselves. And all of this judgment and all their self-esteem and all the terrible things that come along with smartphones and the applications that they run, I think that it is changing humanity as we know it in the United States, or anybody who's exposed to smartphone technology. So control smartphones. Take those devices away from your kids if you love them. So today is National Mason Jar Day. You know what? I love a mason jar. I have all sizes of mason jars. They're fun to use. You can use them for anything. I use them for infused waters in the summertime. I use them for oatmeal, you know, make oatmeal overnight. You put milk, oatmeal, whatever, your mason jar, stick it in the fridge overnight. In the morning, you have great oatmeal. So enjoy that mason jar today. People also use them for arts and crafts, or to put change in, or whatever. So whatever you use a mason jar for, celebrate that mason jar today. Today is National Mississippi Day. So it's the 20th state to join the Union. Mississippi is known for civil rights, blues, the Mississippi River, and also it's the state where they led Teddy Roosevelt to shoot a bear that they had chained up to a tree. And he said, there's no sport in shooting a bear chained to a tree. I won't do it. So that's how the teddy bear came into play. So you can think about all those things when you think about Mississippi, and go visit if you want to. Today is National Mousse Day. So of course, mousse is French for foam, and mousse is basically made with egg whites and cream. You can make a chocolate mousse, you can make a lemon mousse, you can have salmon with lemon mousse or whatever. So there's all different variations of mousse that you can make. So make a mousse today. Today is Computer Security Day. So every day you should be thinking about the security of your electronic devices, not just your plain old computer, but your phone and everything that you use, everything that can be hacked. There's hackers out there that make a business out of it. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they have offices full of hackers looking to get your personal information and steal from you, right? So today's the day to think about that security. Make sure your security is up to date. Make sure that it is good security and not from some source out of the country, right? And today is Stay Home Because You're Well Day. It's a day to take the day off. You don't have to be sick. Just take the day off. go out there, look around, have some fun, do some shopping, whatever the heck you're going to do, or just stay home in your pajamas and watch TV all day. It's a wellness day for you. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Thursday, November 30th, 2017, on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Pass Christian.